So, hello everyone. Please take a deep, nourishing breath. We just went all together through several hours since this morning, some deep energies and practical applications and fun applications from Marilyn and Joy. We can go through all this process of shifting our new paradigms with joy and gently, when you're ready, also close your eyes to eliminate any outwardly distractions. Take another deep, slow breath. Breathe in the way you are comfortable when you are doing your own meditations. Find that sweet spot. Again, in your sacred space, bringing your awareness to your heart, to that center that radiates through your entire being. The seat of your soul, the seat of your gratitude, of your joy, of your compassion, of your balance and healing, of your divinity, of your love, and consciously expand it once again with all of us together into your being, into your multi-dimensional energy field, into your Merkaba. Breathe through that beautiful energy of Source from a place of endless unconditional love, from a place that has no beginning and no end, that is always there, that is always loving, always supporting, always nurturing, always being with you, even when you are not aware of it. It's always there. How much more you can allow for that energy to flow deeply into your consciousness right now? And how much more you can radiate back from your own being, back to that Source, from the two-way communication into an experience of oneness. So feel more into that energy, allow more into that energy. It is growing, it is stronger, is wiser, it is infinite, and you are part of it, and you are one with it, and you know that so deeply. As soon as you sit down and open your heart, you know, this is who I am. I am that Source, I am that love, I am that wisdom, I am infinite. I have all these gifts and tools and understanding and knowledge from hundreds and even thousands of lifetimes, and I'm connecting with them right now. And I'm being them right now. I don't have to think about them. I'm just them. So let yourself be in that experience. Don't think about it. Just let yourself go into it. Take another deep breath. And let us continue with the deep love, with the understanding, with the joy, with the illumination as we enter in this new phase of consciousness from the teachings of Adirondack and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see you, to be with you. We've been waiting around all day long while these two girls got over there talking and all of the people, and here we are, huh? As you are experiencing this energy, and as you are focusing on this vibrational frequency of the new paradigm, you are a multidimensional being. You are that focus. You are that energy. And as that energy comes through, trust. Trust the focus that is you. We want to tell you that every single aspect of your life, every single connection of your world, everything that you have ever learned to do, to be, to have, to know, to say, will be utilized as a part of your assets in this new paradigm of you. You will utilize every skill you can possibly utilize. You will understand that if you, as a child, learn to push marbles about on the ground, somehow that talent will be utilized in this new paradigm. You will use all of those skills, for this new paradigm is about you as a human being interdimensional. Yes, take a deep breath on that. You have skills that you have yet to tap in this lifetime. You have abilities that you have yet to nudge into reality. For you see, because of one reason or another, we heard the vessel Marilyn and the Joy talk all about their old backstories. And we know that they talk about those backstories, not because they're still hanging on to them, but to let you know how far they have come and that this is possible. So what stories are you still telling yourself? What stories do you say that you have to do something, or you can't do it because you've never done it before, or you experience something? We were talking with someone this week, and they were choosing not to do something that they loved, that they did for several years and was a very lucrative career, because one person, asked them to do something that was not in integrity. So they quit the whole process. Why? That one person was maybe sent to them as a messenger just to see how committed they were. But they thought the world was changing and that was what was going to happen. What is your belief system? What is your intention of reality that every single time you have that reality, you know that you have many, many places to turn? You can turn to an app. The vessel Marilyn says, what are you doing? We're not prepared for this. And you see that energy of world that comes to you from a message on your phone. This is something about affirmations of the masters from Lee Carroll and Cryon. I am living in new energy. And all around me are new potentials. Take a deep breath on that. It does not say, I am living in an energy that I want to be new. No, no, no. It does not say, I am living in an energy and I want it to be new and I'm getting new potentials. No, 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 no. It is saying, I am, as her dear friend Elon says, I am that. I am. I am the new energy. Repeat that. I am the new energy. I am living to my highest potential possible. All around me is that potential. You see, take a deep breath, that frequency is you. You chose to come here, to this planet at this point in time. Yes, we know, celebrate that. Yes, we know. Some of you are thinking, oh, but what was I thinking? You were volunteering for this mission. You were volunteering to teach yourself and others about the new energy that is here. You were volunteering to teach yourself and others and this entire planet that there is no more paradigm for where you have been. So stop telling that old story that is getting it into the cells of your body of what you do not choose. Instead, breathe into your new potential. Breathe into, as the joy says, the MIQs, the most important questions in your life. Breathe into those possibilities, whether you're putting it on the refrigerator or putting it in a box, it still exists. It still exists as a purchase order to the universe. And then start saying yes. Start saying yes to you. We know many of you have the habit and experience of saying yes to everyone else around you. Oh, I get to have that. I want this. I choose that. Blah, 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 blah. When is the time to say yes to you? Well, dearest beings of light, it is right now. I say yes to me. We know you've heard that before. We want to bring you new information, so you've got to get it. Now, I am that. Those were the words that God, Source, answered to a being that climbed a mountain on a whim because he thought he was supposed to. And then when he saw this big energy, he said, "Who are you?" And the Source pointed back to him and said, "I am that," meaning him. Yes, those are big shoes to fill. So know that any part of your tapestry, any part of your painting that you truly love is being made manifest right now. As long as you love yourself into it. As long as you accommodate that energy of expansion into your potential. For the universe is working with you, and this is logical proof that your logical brain can understand. Yes, many times we tell the vessel Meron to draw a card, pick a card. She says, well, we don't have the new cards there. This time we did not tell her. Because we knew that the perfection of the message that was to come was here. I am living proof in a new energy. And all around me potentials. I am living a new energy. Are you? Because if you're trying to live the old energy, it's going to be very frustrating because it does not exist except in your mind. This entire weekend is about shifting your paradigms. And Elon, as the divine perfection that he is, our dear wondrous Elon, knew that the vessel and the joy would lay down that foundation that the others will then indeed build upon until it blows your mind with Dr. Todd, huh? And Cryon and Lee Carroll and Monica and Mundi. For you see, that is the frequency of this new planet. Yes, right now there's all kinds of sort of chaos seemingly coming into play. Anything that is not in integrity is going to come to the surface to be dealt with. How many times do we have to tell you that? Anything. So get on with it. We speak to you directly. What part of your life is not in the integrity of your soul? What part of your life is not living transparency of who you are? That will have to be dealt with as well. And you have the skills, you have the abilities, you have the time, you have the effects of you. Someone that is bigger than you think that you are. Someone that is more expanded than you believe that you could possibly be. That is the new paradigm. That is the interdimensional reality of you. That is your intergalactic Akash. That is the affect that you are indeed having for the effect on this planet. You are bringing your gifts and your talents to the surface, your skills, your needs, your wants, your desires. Because they are your reality. They are the new paradigm. And for that we are grateful. For we see you. We see your doubts and fears. We see your loves and your not loves. We see your connectors. We see your past and your future. And that is what excites us. We love you deeply. We know you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. In the scheme of things, in general, globally, I want to ask you a question. Where do you find yourself at the moment regarding everything? Comfortable? Anxious? Fearful? Okay. Learning. Wherever you find yourself, I'll tell you, dear ones, there are attributes around this that you should know. And they have basically to do with your past. And one of the major things we talk about that will help any human being is to get past that barrier, which is your past. Now, I'm speaking not just of the things my partner spoke of earlier or I have spoken of. I'm talking about a paradigm that's completely and totally new. I speak to old souls, and some of you have been in this, which is metaphysics, esoterics, all your life. I know that. Some of you were born into it, meaning that right away you did not believe the things that perhaps you were told. And because of that, you're not even welcome into your family. I know who's watching. I know that some of you have made decisions along the line that, indeed, there was another paradigm out there. Perhaps that which you call God is bigger. And you made a transition. My partner is one. For in his middle 40s, he started the journey of asking the question, is God bigger than I was told? So he has been through all of that, which I ask you right now, where are you in this? The past becomes a wall. Oddly enough, the wall is in front of you and not behind you. A wall of your past that has to be climbed over or broken through or at some time dissolved slowly, so that you can see truly if there is anything on the other side. The wall is that which is indoctrination, fear, anxiety, and again, training. I want to tell all of you that I want you to imagine this wall of your past. It is not necessary for you to take a running leap or targeting the wall or anything that you would think that you'd have to break through it, because you don't have to break through it. What you have to do is acknowledge that is there and ask the question, is there anything bigger on the other side of that wall that I should know about? If you ask it in that way, dear ones, you're giving permission to know. That's all. You are not saying, I believe what Crian is saying, therefore I'm going to drop absolutely everything that's ever been taught to me and I'm going to step into the unknown. It's not necessary. It's not even needed. Let's make this fair. You can start that wall dissolving slowly. One bit at a time, one block at a time. You can disassemble it, but I want you to keep the blocks so that if it doesn't work for you, you can put them back. Do you see what I'm saying? Very, very few, if any, have ever put them back, dear ones, because once you see what is on the other side of the wall, you see something you didn't expect. You see life change, longer life, benevolence, compassion, beauty, kindness. And you don't want to put the blocks back. But the fairness is this. You can. We are not asking you to break into something that is brand new, something that is going to cast away everything you've been told in every lifetime, perhaps, because the Akash, which I'll get to, is a part of the wall. I want you to visualize, if you choose, that you can take that wall down slowly and start to investigate. And the way you investigate, dear ones, is with your heart, with your pineal, and of course the brain, the logic, and you start asking the questions, making the affirmations, doing the things that we have spoken of that will open the possibilities for you. When you start giving intent to know, that is when truth starts to come in. If you always are putting up your hand and saying, not for me, not for me, nothing is going to show. Nothing. Because your intent is for the wall to remain. And there are many who wish the wall to remain. But those who give intent to at least know start to see through the wall, or perhaps have it disassembled enough so you can peek over the top. And that's when you start to see things slowly that make sense. And if you choose to, at that point, you can go a little further and a little further and a little further. This is what happened to my partner, the engineer. He had an aha experience when he sat in the chair, but that didn't change his past, for it took him 4 more years to understand it, to be comfortable with it, to know about it, even though I was with him already. This is how the human being operates, dear ones. Slowly, many times. And then also, of course, there's the instantaneous remission of the wall. But more than not, individual human beings go at it slowly. And this is the invitation, it always has been, to examine it, to take a look. Is it possible that there is more than you were told? Let me tell you a little more about that wall and just how severe it can be. Many things etch patterns into that which is your brain, your synapse, the neurons, in a way that makes it almost impossible for you to believe something else. Sometimes it's done with fear. If you're afraid of something, if you're scared enough of something, even after that something goes away, you'll still be afraid. I've made a prediction, and the prediction is about COVID-19. There are some who are petrified, who will wear their mask around the house, which is not needed because you're not in contact with any other human being. But they'll wear it anyway, just in case. There'll be those who will go into nature or walks on the beaches where there's no one at all around wearing their mask because they're afraid, very afraid. They don't want that virus to float into that mask. They don't want any part of this, and so they are frightened to the degree that it's not even logical. So let's say a year goes by, 2 years go by. Let's say the vaccine has arrived. Let's say that it is gone. The fear is gone because the infection is so now remote. It's past. The pandemic is over. Let me tell you what's going to happen with those people. They will keep a mask in their pocket. We'll call it the mask in the pocket syndrome, because they have been so frightened by what this was or was not in their own perception that it etches into their mind something that does not go away easily. You might say it's the wall of fear, a wall that they cannot now climb easily. When anybody says virus, they have their mask. That's what I'm talking about. Did you know that there is some science that does the same way? If a scientist has worked with certain physical laws or chemistry for a very, very long time, perhaps they are ones that have used it every single day and depend upon it. It was part of their training. It's part of what their instructors gave them. Then they went on to teach others about it, and they stand as a bastion of scientific knowledge. And then something happens, perhaps a new discovery, which changes a little bit of what they've taught. A discovery that says, well, we're going to have to rewrite some of these laws because of what we found. And when those scientists see that, they go, no way, no way, no way, that can't be right. And then perhaps a year of review, peer review, goes by. Perhaps then the articles are published, and then perhaps the differences are shown to be accurate and true, and perhaps the rest of science and the world understands the change. But not this one, the one that said, no way. We'll never believe it. Did you know that? They'll always stick to what they believe, no matter what the proof is. Now, that's quite a wall. Let me give you a metaphoric example of that. This is a metaphor. It's a fun one. But let's say you grew up and you were always told that the moon is made of cheese. And that's what you were taught. In fact, it's in the textbooks right here, the moon's made of cheese. And as you've grown up, let's say they discover, well, it isn't actually. It's very much like the Earth. It has some of the same geological attributes. It has some of the same chemistry. And it's made of dirt. But in that which is your perception and your mind, it's always cheese. Now, what do you do about that? Most humans will say, well, that's dumb and that's stupid because you now know it's not cheese, it's dirt. So why would you continue to think it's cheese? Because of the wall. It doesn't stop there. You'll gather your friends. You'll call it the moon cheese people. And you'll all gather together because you believe the moon's made of cheese because those people, they got the same training you got. And so then you'll have a whole group that ignores that which is the truth and celebrates their ignorance, the moon cheese people, until their last breath, the moon is made of cheese. Do you see where I'm going with this? Where are you in all this? How big is the wall? What's next for you? Here is the invitation. I want you to see the past as something changeable. I want you to look at the wall and say, what's the risk here? What's the risk? If I can put the blocks back and I can continue to believe what I was told or what I was taught or what I think, what's the risk? There really isn't any. You can always, with free choice, go back to whatever it is you think your truth is. Now, who am I talking to right now? Well, obviously, Crian's talking to these people over here, not me. No, I am talking to healers, past life readers. I am talking to those mediums, and all of those people you would call esoteric, because there's a new paradigm for you. You have built a wall as well that says, here's how energy works, because it always has. Before I heal a person, I do this and I do that. It has to be. What if it wasn't anymore? What if things have changed? What if there's new laws of spiritual energy because the veil is lifting? To the point where you don't have to do the things that you learned, healer. What if the sun is coming out into a place that's going to shine light into a dark area? What about all of those who continue to clear and clear and clear? Before you go in here, you got to clear because the energy is so awful. That is your habit, and that's what you learned because you did so much of it, and it worked, and you could feel the energy clearing out every time you walked around and did your clearing. What have you felt lately? What have you allowed yourself to feel lately? What if the energy of this planet has changed so much that you don't have to clear anymore? Oh boy, is that controversial? Are you going to stop watching now? Or are you willing to look beyond what you think you know? What if, listen, what if your energy as the old soul light worker that you are is starting to increase so much, listen, that wherever you walk, the energy that used to be darkness runs the other way. And as you walk into a room where a patient perhaps is that you're going to be healing, that the darkness runs away as fast as it can because the light is filling the room caused by you. What if that was the case? You realize that all that clearing is to clear that dark energy that you had no control of before. Clear, clear, clear. And suddenly you realize that as you walk forward, the darkness goes away. That is what we're talking about, and that is a new energetic physics issue. It's esoteric and metaphysical and real. It also has properties of 4D, because these are the things that we have taught are coming, and they're for the healers and the psychics. They are for all of those who are watching. It's new, dear ones. It's something that you should be aware of, dear ones, because it then enhances your magnificence. Where's your wall? Where do you stand with all this right now? Do you think I'm right? Are you afraid of it? Do you think crying you're crazy? It's always worked a certain way. It's going to work that way. No, it won't. And no, it doesn't. But if you built your wall high enough, you'll never know that. And whereas your light is shining brightly, you'll continue to clear everywhere you go. And the angels will watch you, and they'll smile and love you just as much. And they'll say, well, dear ones, maybe someday you'll find out just how much light you have. That's the message of the day. It's the message that I'll always have. But right now, it's a special one, for it talks about a new earth, the new normal, even for the old soul. And so it is.